Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God is our Father. He is the only true and real Father, the only one who is everything a father is supposed to be. We don't call God Father because he is like our earthly fathers. The analogy runs the other way. Rather, we call our earthly fathers Father because they are called to imitate and serve the real Father, who alone is eternally Father, from whom all fatherhood is derived and named. And yet, you certainly know stories of earthly fathers who have been nothing like your heavenly Father, who have lived lives that do not measure up to that holy title. Even excellent earthly fathers cannot live up to that title all the time, as not one of them is born free from sin. Similarly, Jesus tells you that he is the good shepherd. The Latin word for shepherd is pastor. There is only one real and true pastor, Jesus. He is the only one who is everything a pastor is supposed to be. We don't call Jesus the pastor and bishop of our souls, as St. Peter today says, because Jesus is like our earthly pastors. Rather, we call our earthly pastors pastor because they are called to imitate and serve the real pastor. Stand in his stead, doing his work. And of course, earthly pastors fail, just as earthly fathers fail. So what makes for a good pastor? What did Jesus say? I am the good shepherd, the pastor bonus, who lays down his life for the sheep, who doesn't run away when the wolf comes, but stands between the breach between the wolf and his sheep. But the wolf is scary. The wolf represents the enemies of God's lambs, his dear people. What are those enemies? Doubt, fear, false doctrine, and sin of every sort. It is the gravest temptation for pastors to see those wolves coming and to run the other way, to leave the sheep to the mercy of those ravenous wolves. It is always a difficult thing to confront sin, to call sin what it is, no matter who commits it, and lovingly but firmly to call sinners to repentance. It is much, much easier to make peace, to take half measures and compromise with falsehood, to be a hireling. So where shall earthly pastors look for strength in fighting the good fight? And where shall the flock of God look for guidance in holding their earthly pastor accountable? To Jesus, of course, the Good Shepherd. Look at how Jesus deals with the wolves who come after his flock. When sin and death and the devil come calling, Jesus doesn't flinch. He doesn't bat an eye. He doesn't negotiate. He will not make peace where there is no peace. He is, after all, the good pastor, the good shepherd, who would rather lose it all, rather lay down his own life, than even for a moment expose his precious little lambs to the danger of sin and false belief. For he knows well how deadly serious each and every sin is, because he bore each and every sin on the cross. And he knows how deadly serious false belief is, because he came to give his life, that he might call us away from false belief and into his truth. He is not only the good shepherd, but also, in his own words, the way, the truth, and the life. And so, dear flock, pray to your real shepherd for your earthly shepherd, and do it daily, I need it sorely. Demand of me what you know Jesus wants you to have, the Word of God, in all of its purity, calling you to repent of your sins and delivering to you the blood-bought gospel of forgiveness to repentant sinners through preaching, teaching, baptizing, absolving, communing, when I must bring the bitter word of law to you or to your family, calling you or them to repentance, know well that it comes from a loving heart that fears for Christ's little lambs caught in sin or false belief. And know that it comes from a heart that is more afraid to anger the real shepherd than it is to anger you. Demand of me that I lose everything rather than leave you defenseless, that is, without the word of God, in the face of false doctrine and sin. Forgive me my weakness and pray for more strength. Accept the word I bring to you from God as not my own, for that would truly be worth nothing at all. Accept it as coming from God himself by virtue of his calling me into his service. And God forbid, should I ever bring you something other than God's word for your sake and mine, call me to repentance. For there is one flock, one real shepherd, just one real pastor for you beloved lambs of God. And what a shepherd he is. And how he cares for you, his beloved lambs. He leaves nothing to chance. For he, the Lord in the flesh, is your good shepherd. You shall not want for anything. How could you? He gives you all things. He leads you into green pastures, in baptism still waters, where he plunges you in to restore your soul and to wash you clean and make you his. He leads you in the paths of his righteousness. For his own name's sake, he forgives your sins and gives you the righteousness he earned for you on the cross as he speaks his word of absolution to you. Indeed, though you walk daily through the valley of the shadow of death, you need fear no evil, for he, your good shepherd, is with you, and he will never leave you. His rod and staff, the cross beams of his crucifix, with which God struck the shepherd of Israel, comfort you. By his stripes you are healed. By his death you have life. He prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemies, right here, in the midst of the valley of the shadow of death, with fear and shame and disease and loneliness all around you. Even here, he prepares a table for you where you may receive the fruits of his cross, where you may receive the very shepherd of the sheep, where you may feast on the body which bore your iniquity, where your cup runs over with the blood which makes the covenant of peace between you and God. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, for you are filled with the very body and blood of the Good Shepherd. And he who feasts on his flesh and drinks his blood, the Good Shepherd promises he will raise up on the last day, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.